It's time for It Says in the Papers with Caroline Murphy.
Reforms may make 2,000 eligible for adoption. That's the headline across the front of the Irish Times this morning. Carl O'Brien reports that while domestic adoptions of children in state care are rare, planned changes to the law are likely to make it much easier to adopt those who've been in long-term foster care for 3 years. We're told there are more than 6,500 children in foster care here and that the impact of the proposed changes will be discussed at a conference today. The impact of proposed changes on those who groom children online, meanwhile, makes the lead in the Irish Examiner. Offender Bill to Protect Children Online is the headline, under which we're told the grooming of children for sex abuse or exploitation will be a criminal offence under draft laws to be published today. And the lead story in the Irish Independent is on our children too, though it's from the parents' point of view. Parents will get report card on how schools rate is the headline, as the paper reports on plans we're told are being drawn up by the Department of Education. Catherine Donnelly says there's a growing acceptance that parents must be provided with an accurate picture of the strengths and weaknesses of schools. She tells us the reports could cover everything from teaching standards and student achievement to how well schools look after pupils' health and well-being, but that critically, it's unlikely that they will include exam results. Health stories get prominence today. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the case of a woman who is asking for access to a particular drug. How can they let me die is the headline directed at the HSE there. The Examiner has a front page story on an inquest into the death of a young man in Limerick in 2013. Doctor first saw a very urgent A&E patient when he was found dead on trolley is the headline on that one. While the Times has a piece on the HSE's plans. HSE to target waiting times and cancer care. We're told, as you heard in the bulletin, that the organisation's service plan is to be published today. How the new Garda Commissioner will deal with her organisation remains to be seen, but her appointment gets commented upon in a number of papers today. In The Times, former Chief Superintendent John O'Brien writes about what he sees as the key issues for the Garda Commissioner's in-tray. In The Examiner, Michael Clifford says that while Noreen O'Sullivan has had luck on her side, she'll have to perform her new role under greater scrutiny than any of her predecessors have faced. And in The Mail, Rosalind D has advice on it all for us. Don't cheer, she says, because there's a woman at the head of Don Garda Síochána. Cheer only if she's right for the job. The job figures and employment get attention meanwhile today. Unemployment rate at lowest level since 2009 is the headline at the top story in the business and technology section in The Times. And a piece on page 19 of The Independent is headline, Noonan hails jobs turnaround as numbers in work hits 5-year high. Otherwise, this morning, there's plenty about mortgages. The Independent finds front page space for a report on the news that householders will not need a 20% deposit from the 1st of January because the central bank won't meet its own deadline to enforce the new rule. We're told that as he admitted the plans were being pushed back, Patrick Honohan also warned that house price jumps could sow the seeds of trouble for the future unless a new regime is in place. In a comment piece inside, meanwhile, Thomas Molloy says of Honohan himself, he has two masters who want completely different things. Michael Noonan wants the property party to continue indefinitely, while the European Central Bank wants the opposite, a responsible housing policy that would choke off the bubble. But finally this morning, should Don Delaney have choked off the singing? A couple of letter writers to the Times express sympathy for the FAI boss, pointing out that other lyrics in other songs were happy to sing. But Michael Cullen has only tongue-in-cheek admiration for him. Sir, writes Cullen, John Delaney is undoubtedly a remarkable football man. Who else could shoot themselves in the foot and score an own goal while blatantly offside?